It's Monday, the 15th of June, 2015. Thanks for tuning into The Sounds in My Head.
Virtuosity has almost become the rule.
The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. Give it up. Slam it, jam it to the bumper. My name's Daniel.
I mean somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right back there, we started off the show with Oakland, California's very own Trails and Ways. That's right, Trails and Ways, they got a new record. It's called Pathology, and that song is the first track from it. It's called Skeletons, and I gave that song 5 stars, but you know what else? I only gave 2 other songs on the record 5 stars, and they were both previously released tracks, which is to say, it's a kind of a roundabout way of saying, I don't think this is a super strong record, though I do love Trails and Ways. Historically, and definitely like their previous releases, including the ones which I've played on the show before. So if you've never picked them up and you thought, hey, that song's pretty good, maybe go and pick up some of their past things. And if you really like those, then maybe check this record out too. And maybe I'm wrong about it. Maybe it's actually a totally solid release as well, and I'm being unfair. It's possible. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, including me, which the unfortunate thing is I'm the only one with a microphone right now talking. So you get to hear my opinion. Whatever. Here we go. Up next, a band from Kells, Ireland. That's right. They're called Ham Sandwich. And boy, am I a big fan of this band. I want to thank longtime listener and friend of the show, Noel, and Ireland there for telling me about this band, Ham Sandwich. Really great. They got a couple of previous releases, but this is from their new 2015 release, Stories from the Surface. We're in here two tracks, Satellite and To Replicate. And these songs don't super feature him very much. It's mostly a female singer, but there is a guy who sings sometimes, and he sounds exactly like The National. It's crazy.
If you want my best impression of you, I can cut and paste your love and hate.
See what I mean? Isn't this, it's like a dead ringer for The National. It's like, is The National guest appearing on this Irish band's album? Like, you know, anything seems possible. But it's not. It's a different dude. He just sounds the same. But anyway, these two songs are super great. It was hard to pick two because I like so many songs off this record enough that I wanted to play them on the show. But you gotta draw limits. I mean, I can't just sit back and play the whole album, right? That'd be awkward. There's even a song on it I don't like. So it's got it all. It's got so many songs I don't know which to play because I like them all so much. And it's got a song I don't even like. So, you know, you take the good with the bad, and mostly the good in this case. Here it is, Ham Sandwich, with a Satellite and To Replicate. Where else but right here on this her episode of The Shizzo, The Sounds in My Head.
That there is a market for liberal erotic fiction, and we have a sample here. It's called Be Still My Bleeding Heart. I was at Whole Foods buying organic seaweed for my rescue goldfish when I noticed her working the checkout counter. She had a body like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah!
It just wouldn't quit. Our eyes met, and suddenly I was harder than the wall between church and state. I placed my craft beer on the belt, and she asked me, "Did you bring your own bag?" My head was spinning like a wind farm. I knew she was flirting with me, but I told her I wanted to respect her personhood and boundaries and not disempower her with any patriarchal microaggressions. I summoned all my white privilege. "When do you get off?" I asked. "When Elizabeth Warren talks about credit card abuse," she said. In minutes, we were back at her place. I threw her down on her sustainably grown cotton futon. And we went at it like two rabbits humanely raised on non-GMO corn. I ran my fingers through her long, luxurious hair. Then, when I was done with her armpits, placed her hand on my sizable entitlement. I told her, "I think you're going to like it. It's gluten-free." I put it in and she screamed like Howard Dean after a hard-fought primary. But like the 1%, she took it all. until she finally came with a thunderous cry, "Oh God, oh God, oh God has no place in the classroom." We lay back, taxed and spent. I lit a joint and told her, "You're the sexiest woman I've ever met." "Woman," she said, and gave me a look, "oh no, call me Caitlin." Yeah.
All right, after Ham Sandwich back there, we heard a band from Los Angeles, California. They're called the A La Laws, and A La Laws spelled A-La-Laws. So it's A La Laws. Anyway, A La Laws. Said enough about that. They're really great. And they got a newer record, but I played these songs off of their first release, their self-titled debut album. The two songs we heard were Catamaran and Catalina, one with the cat-themed songs. Both really great, and the whole album is just awesome. When I first heard it, I was like, wait, is this old or new? I literally can't tell. It's so authentic to that sort of awesome 60s Kinks Zombies kind of sound. It's awesome. The new record is also good, but I thought that the self-titled debut was stronger. So I played a couple tracks from that, but look for links, download it, buy the new album as well. It's all good. Can't go wrong with the All Laws. Okay, up next, Django Django. You might remember, I don't know, a few months ago or something, I played Django Django because they had released some singles from a forthcoming album. Well, guess what? That album is out. And that album is called Born Under Saturn, and boy howdy, is it not a disappointment. No, sir. Django Django, they don't release no junk, and Born Under Saturn is proof of that. It's pretty great stuff. We're going to hear two tracks. We're going to hear first Vibrations and then Shot Down. Both totally great, and both from London's Django Django, right here on The Sounds of My Head.
As Just hard air. c'est chic. Elle sait qu'elle obtiendra tout ce qu'on lui offrira en échange de ce qu'elle donnera. Elle t'a sauté au cou dans une soirée. Quand elle a su que t'avais une maison à Saint-Tropez, elle t'a plus lâché. Harry et sa Ferrari ont tout gâché.
Alright, let's catch up one last time. After Django Django back there, we heard The Vaccines from West London, also UK band like the Django Django. And we heard a couple tracks off their new album called English Graffiti. And I gotta say, before I even get into this, like the last episode, I played a track from The Vaccines and I sampled it and I said it was terrible. And I think I was a little unfair. I'm gonna recant my, you know, how terrible I thought that. It's not that terrible, that song. It's like, even listening to it later, I was like, I don't know why I said it was so terrible. It's not that terrible. It's just, maybe it's not, it doesn't sound like the Ramones anymore. And I think that's part of what I like so much about The Vaccines, is how Ramonesy it was. And English Graffiti is definitely a departure in that department. Very little of it sounds like the Ramones in the way that a lot of the early vaccine stuff kind of all sounded like the Ramones. So you got to take that as what it is. But that said, the tracks I played, Stranger and Give Me a Sign, I think are both very strong songs, even if they don't sound like the Ramones. You know, the album is definitely pretty different from previous vaccines, but it's good. It's pretty good. And even the song that I ragged on last episode, it's not terrible. It's okay. So I apologize for being so negative about them. And yeah, I like the vaccines a lot. So there you go. Okay, after the vaccines, we heard a couple of tracks from this crazy compilation, which everything about this is in French. So I am not even going to embarrass myself trying. I'd rather just be embarrassed as a human failure who cannot pronounce French words just out of the gate, just that's the fact of it, rather than trying and then looking like an idiot. So not going to try and say anything. But the subtitle of the record is Post-Punk, Cold Wave, and Culture Novo and France, Volume 2. And wow, what a great... Any subtitle that involves the term cold wave, which... I don't think that's a legitimate term, is it? I like it. I'm going to start using it. But is that... They just made that up, right? Anyway. So we heard a couple tracks. I don't know what they were. The second one was by a band called X-Ray Pop. I can totally say that. It reminded me of Cassiotone for The Painfully Alone. So, like that a lot. I would caution that this album, like most any album, which is really like someone dug through the crates and found all the gems and put them on a record, you know... it's all these like 80s new wave songs that are very obscure, presumably. I will caution that most of it's terrible, right? So you're going to have to like dig through the miniature crate that is the album and find the gems that you like, because most of it's not super awesome. Though I think there are a handful of really good songs, including the two I played. So if you like it, check out the whole thing. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They're from either Auckland, New Zealand, or Portland, Oregon, depending on, you know, which day of the week it is. And it's a band that I really like sometimes. And then they got this new album, and I just don't much care for it. I don't know. I want to like it because I like the band, but I've noticed this trend with them. A lot of times I don't really like their albums very much, but I love their weirder, you know, they'll release like an online-only thing or like a weird whatever, like a B-side or something. And those are often great, and I really like this particular B-side that I'm about to play. It comes off a single for No Need for a Leader, and the song is Swing Low Magellan, which is actually a cover of the Dirty Projectors, which is another band that everybody else loves and I just don't really like very much. I play them on the show sometimes because I'll like have one song by them that I like off an album or something. I'll just play it because I know everybody else likes them, but I'm not like super into the Dirty Projectors. But I gotta say, this cover, Swing Low Magellan, makes me want to go back and listen to the Dirty Projectors because it's that good. So here we go, finishing up the show with Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Swing Low Magellan, a Dirty Projectors cover. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head. Last night all my attention That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Furus Gallery, Sacred Sands, and Ella Naviga, all by Ala Laz. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. I'd really appreciate it. Like, do that. Like, tell your friends. It's a good idea. I'd appreciate it. You can also send me feedback at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or go to that URL, thesoundsinmyhead.com, to look for links to where you can follow me on social media, another very popular way to contact me. And you know what else? I'd really appreciate if you reviewed the show in iTunes. I don't know what that's good for exactly, but I think it's a good thing to do because all the other podcast people talk about it. And personally, I love reading those reviews. So, you know, it's just a nice thing to do for me. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.